It's time to go down the road to the Breeders' Cup.
Well, Brad, I know it's a busy day for you. Appreciate a few minutes. I know you're going to at least hope that my statement is correct when I say that they ain't beating Nick's Go in the Lucas Classic.
Hey, good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me on. Definitely hope you're right about that.
Yeah, you know, you had options. You could have gone a several different directions with this horse. You've got the awesome Again Stakes in Santa Anita. You could have gone out west for that. You could have stayed in New York and gone to the Woodward. You choose the Lucas Classic. You're a big fish in a small pond, if you will, as the heavy morning line favorite. Talk about that decision.
You know, we had a good summer with a good race at Prairie Meadows, and also obviously the big win in the Whitney. We thought we'd just bring him back to Churchill training for the Breeders' Cup here at Churchill. And, you know, obviously the Lucas Classic is kind of a prep, or it is a prep now, I think, for the Breeders' Cup Classic. And, you know, we get to run him out of his own stall. He trains here. He trains well. And, you know, we think it just makes the most sense with trying to get a race under his belt between the Whitney and the Classic, and not, you know, overdoing it with shipping him and, you know, jumping all those hurdles. So just thought it made the most sense.
A lot of times when you see a horse of Nick's Go's caliber, a four-time grade one winner, compete in a grade three to get ready for his next engagement, people will say, oh, well, he needs a confidence builder. Well, he doesn't need a confidence builder. He's all confidence. But you made this same type of move, Brad, going into the Whitney, where you ran him in the grade three Cornhusker at Prairie Meadows as his prep. He dominated that race, worked out well in the Whitney.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, there's such thing as, you know, giving a horse, I'm not saying giving a horse a race, but, you know, you're running them in a spot where you're, you know, hopeful everything goes well. They have a good experience. They're able to win, you know, and maybe not get to the bottom of them. You know, that's what we're looking for, you know, here before the Breeders' Cup.
I know he doesn't win every time you lead him over, but he's won six of his last eight, and he's in great form. What's it like for you to bring him over every time and pretty much know what you're going to get?
Yeah, you know, he's a horse that kind of tips his hand and lets you know he's doing well. And listen, the bottom line is, I think our setback in the Saudi Cup was due to probably just back a little quick after the Pegasus and shipping around the world and one turn. And then, you know, kind of the same thing with the Met Mile. I thought, you know, kind of figured it out then, you know, we figured out, you know, he needs to be around two turns. That's where he really excels. But now he gives you a lot of confidence with watching him train and breeze each week and let you know that he's, you know, ready to go. You know, he's a real cool horse. I mean, he's all business. I mean, he loves to train. He loves it, but he does it, you know, well within himself. He's kind. He's not overly tough. He's tough to gallop, but, like, you know, around the barn, he's a real kind horse to deal with. I mean, he's very intelligent. He knows when to turn it on and off.
I know trainers hate looking ahead. They want to look at the here and now. And yes, he has to get by the Lucas Classic. Everything has to go well over the course of the next 34 days leading up to the Breeders' Cup. But if he takes care of business in the Lucas Classic, is the plan, Brad, the Breeders' Cup Classic or a title defense in the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile?
No, we're totally looking at the Classic. You know, he's been there, done that with the Mile. I don't know if it enhances value or a stud fee by winning that again. And, you know, with him being able to possibly win a race like the Classic, I think, you know, it definitely enhances stud fees. So that definitely totally turned our attention to, you know, preparing him for the Classic.
I said earlier that of all the horses based in the eastern half of the country, the horse that's best suited to have success going out west is Nick's Go, because he has the class and he has the speed which it takes to be successful in California. Do you agree?
I do, and I do think he'll like the layout of the Del Mar track. You know, obviously he's never been there, but, you know, with a little bit of a shorter stretch, I do think it'll benefit a horse with his running style for sure.
He's going to take all the money. He's going to be in the spotlight. You have another horse entered in the Lucas Classic, too. That's Shared Sense. Tell me a little bit more about Shared Sense.
You know, he's doing real well, this horse. We really liked him that day at Indiana. He was training extremely well and just, you know, whatever. I mean, just didn't run as well off the layoff as we expected. He rebounded well last time and a little overnight stake at Ellis
ran extremely well, got some good, received some good figures out of it. And, you know, he's going to have to step up, obviously, but, you know, they do pay for running second and third in a race. So we're hopefully he can you know, get a piece of it, and we'll see what happens.
You know both of your horses so well. Do you see any scenario at all where Shared Sense can run by Nick's Go late?
Well, no, not if Nick's Go runs his race. If Nick's Go, you know, and once again runs his race, everything goes well. No. If he doesn't stump his toe or anything, we should be fine. But you know, if something unforeseen happened, or you know, it's definitely possible.
You're also going to saddle Plainsman in the ACAC. Tell me a little bit more about him and how he's doing.
Yeah, he's doing really well. He's a nice horse. When he was three, we had him when he was a three-year-old. Second half of his three-year-old season, strung together some wins, and he won the Discovery at the time. Joel actually rode him in the Discovery, going a mile and an eighth, and run a big race that day. And then he had some issues with his feet, and it took him, he missed some time a couple of different occasions, but real hard trying horse, very consistent. I honestly, numbers say he's in the best form of his life, so you know, we'll see if he can step up. That's a solid race. He's going to need to step up, but I think this top effort puts him right there in the mix.
Talking with trainer Brad Cox here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Brad, just a couple of minutes left. I know you've got things to get to. Essential Quality, give me a quick update on him.
Doing fantastic. He's going to breeze this morning at Churchill, and super pleased with how he's trained out of the Travers, and you know, he'll do all his works and here at Churchill, and fly out I think the Monday before the Breeders' Cup.
So the plan is to train him straight up to the Breeders' Cup now.
Yeah, for sure. That's been our plan, and that's what we're going to try to do. And I think it'll work out. He's a horse that's, you know, obviously proven it a mile and a quarter and even a mile and a half, so the distance won't be an issue. Just make sure we have him fit. I don't think that'll be a problem, and excited about giving him an opportunity against older horses.
I know you had a huge Breeders' Cup day last year, Brad, but sitting here now looking at potentially saddling the top two horses in the Breeders' Cup Classic, how cool is that?
Really cool. It's about as good as it gets. It's neat. You know, I'm just, you know, very thankful. You know, obviously I thank the owners for, you know, giving us good horse flesh to work with, and, you know, great help, assistance, hot walkers, grooms, foremans, everyone that, you know, is involved on a day-to-day basis that put us in this position to succeed. So it's been really good.
Last week you had to say goodbye to your two-time Breeders' Cup winner, champion Monomoy Girl. She is now retired. She's at Spendthrift. Boy, that had to be tough.
Yeah, no, it was. But, you know, it was kind of an easy decision to make. You know, just wasn't happy with one morning how she cooled out of a gallop. And, you know, x-rays revealed something very minor that, you know, would need time, and you know, it's an easy decision to make. So, you know, excited actually to, you know, see her go home, make babies, and excited to see that first in the mischief.
You can see why he's a champion trainer, can't you? Brad Cox here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Brad, listen, go get your work done. Appreciate a few minutes, and good luck down the road to the Breeders' Cup. I'm sure we'll talk again.
Thanks, Mike. Talk to you soon.
All right, Brad Cox here on HRN.